Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do you ever be watching your shows? Mm-hmm. And you're fully like, what would I do in this situation?
No, you said this before and I'm like, no, I don't ever do that.
Do you not do
no.
that?
No.
Do you not do that? And you're like, no, what would I actually do? And you like work through it in your head.
No. No. Do you know what you are?
What?
You're self-obsessed. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And I'm just sort of looking at a little bit of post there on your chair, and they spelled Carla with a C. How do you feel about that? What the fuck?
Where?
It's 2023, lad.
Show me that.
Yeah. Carla.
What even is that?
I don't know. It looks very official.
Looks very official. Gee, like, what's that?
You're tax evading. She didn't even read it. Is it fine?
No, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Okay. We won't divulge. This whole
it is
thing.
Quite official, though. Thank you is for reminding me.
Okay, now stick that on. Oh, you can't just your fridge is integrated. Get a few stickers now and put that on your.
I hate integrated fridges, by the way. They're
yeah.
The bane. Sorry.
What?
Claire's kitchen.
I haven't seen
Claire Fulham's kitchen. Claire Balding. For anybody who doesn't follow her. Oh my god. Oh my god.
What?
It's incredible.
Is it?
They've thought of everything. There's storage, which is just like, there's nothing more satisfying to me than storage.
Oh, has she got this saved as a highlight now? Because I don't be watching anybody anymore.
She has like a boot room for all the shoes and stuff.
Great.
A big American style fridge and freezer. You know the ones where you open the doors and one side is the fridge and one side is the freezer?
Carl, excuse me, that's what I have.
Okay, well, I've never had that.
It's very cool. You knock on my fridge and my light comes on to show you what's in it.
But this is like, guys, wow.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
Just all of the storage, all of the, like the extractor fan is built in and then they've put shelving in front of it. So, you know, the way normally you're trying to like put something like our fucking extractor
fan. Yeah, the big steel.
You just put something in front of it just to be like, placement. Yeah. No. They've like built like little nooks in front. Oh my god, the storage.
Fucking fabulous.
Sinks.
Oh, lovely.
All of it.
Sinks, plural.
Yeah.
Lovely.
All of it. Delighted. Just all of it. Skylights. Oh my god, I'm just, I'd love a house. I'd love to be able, actually, sorry, no, I wouldn't love a house. I'd love the opportunity to do up a gaff.
Yeah.
Less buying, more.
More doing.
More doing. Mm-hmm. But then I'd get there and I'd be like, oh, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'd hire somebody to do this for me. Anyway, how's everyone? How's it all going? We have a funny, well, I think it's going to be a funny episode, but this kind of came to me.
Yes, it came to you in a dream.
Because there's things that just, like all of our content, but there's things in it. I'll be in the shower and I'll be like, I'll text Jen, I'll be like, there's things that I'm too old to do.
Yeah, same.
And I hate that phrasing in a way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I'm just, I know comfort now.
Do you know what I think this is? This is because you sent me a TikTok during the week and it was like the, you know, the video where it's like classical music and then it's fucking yeah, gone past you. It's like your past life gone past you and you're like,
it's like me and my loving boyfriend at a gorgeous like spot in Mykonos having dinner and then it's like, and an earlier mama.
Yeah.
It's like a load of 20 something year olds on their way to like a session and you're like looking by like, oh, used to be me.
Yeah, I know.
So there's like, there's just things, and I asked you guys as well, and Gina, since there's some response, and people are very passionate about what they're too old for, and very specific, which I wanted.
Which is exactly what we were looking for, So we dive right in, shall we?
We're going to dive right in.
Let's do it.
So I have my personal list.
Lovely.
But then there'll be things that other people will say, and I'll be like, yeah, me too. Many. Probably everything I'll have this long list.
I think once you get, and I suppose it's good to point out that our demographic is predominantly, are the people who will at least get in contact with us or contribute to the Insta stories will be 30 plus.
25 to 34 is our biggest listenership.
No, but that, it statistically and the insights, but.
Sorry, I want to preface this by saying the person I was before COVID, the person I am now.
Yeah.
I think I aged differently.
We all did.
And that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, our age groups. So these 25-year-olds are like, I'm too fucking old for that. Whether as a 25, I was a fucking maniac.
Yeah, same.
You know?
And it's just, again, we've mentioned this, I think, in every fucking episode in the last 3 years, the over 25s category.
Yes, the overs. I feel it now. I know what Simon was at. I am an over.
I'll still never understand it. 25 is not an over. Like, do you know?
No, it is. It is.
It should have been 35 at the very least, and I'll still get a lot of people disagreeing with me on that.
So,
right.
Shopping centres on the weekend.
Fuck off.
I am going Thursday PM, 8:15.
After six at least.
Like the remnant, they're sweeping and I'm there.
Yeah. Your man's going around on the
Star
waxer.
He knows me now at this point.
Yeah,
he sees me.
There, yeah. Absolutely.
Don't know how anyone does it.
No.
Don't know why you do it, but I'm too old for it. So good luck and God bless. New outfits for every occasion.
No.
Like, I'm not Miley Cyrus.
No.
I don't have to switch it up. Like, I know what looks good on me.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, it's not like, whoa, what you gonna wear? No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And on that, stilettos.
Mm.
Anything with a skinny heel. Unless it's for a very specific, and if you are like, I have a friend, right, and she can wear stilettos all day, and my mom, I don't know how she does it.
Mm-hmm.
They can wear stilettos, they can wear thin little fucking snap heels all day and not moan and not complain. My mum's mincing around in her 60s in these.
Yeah.
Not a fucking bother.
There's certain people that can do it.
There's certain people who can do it.
I used to work with a pharmacist that wore stilettos. Like
all day
just to go shopping in work
and
to the point where she said when she wears flat shoes her feet hurt because she's so used to she's like been conditioned into stilettos
so literally. Or on that fact again, anything with I can't even wear a 4-inch heel anymore.
I hate heels.
I check in on the ASOS description all the time and I'm like, oh no, 3.8, no, can't wear anything. I can't do it anymore.
No.
And this is coming from somebody who like advocated for 8-inch heels for a very long time. I used to be like a fucking giant running around Dublin.
Yeah.
Unless they were massive, I wasn't going near them. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, too high for me.
No, I'd opt for boots over high shoes any day now.
I don't know how people do it. It's a shock. A full beat.
What?
A full beat.
What's that?
Full makeup.
Okay. Right.
It's not happening.
Hmm. I still feel like though you, like the way that you do your makeup though.
Professional.
Exactly.
That's what
and
I
it
mean.
Just looks well. Yeah, it's no, you couldn't be going full glam. Like.
It's just because I'm trained. That's it. Okay. I say this to people. People are like, how do you get your, and I'm like, years of training.
Yeah.
And I'm not being an arsehole. I'm just genuinely like, literally, I'm not going to sit here with an accountant doing an Excel spreadsheet and be like, how do you do that? I know how you do that. You train to do this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the truth. And even so, my makeup nowadays is and not a patch on what it used to be. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm.
But as in like, I don't put in, it's just not, I'm not doing the whole fucking thing. It's just not going on.
Mm-hmm.
Eyelashes.
No.
I'll put on
I can't believe they're still on the market. And fake nails.
Oh, I know.
I can't believe they're still like releasing new brands of this stuff.
I know.
I'm just like, who's still using this?
It's crazy.
I can't. Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's crazy. I don't understand.
This is what I'm very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap alcohol.
Yeah.
we're not buying bottles of Smirnoff. I'm not drinking Tesco value vodka.
Yeah.
I can't. My body will reject it. I will die. I cannot drink cheap alcohol anymore.
That's, yeah.
I can't, like, I just can't do it.
I can't really relate. I don't drink.
You don't drink often enough. You don't drink at all, yeah.
I don't drink really at all. I would say I have one night of, like, drinking every 6 months, which is probably classed as binging, but,
yeah.
Like, I don't, yeah, I just, and like, Adam would have a beer after work, and I'm just like, meh, you know?
Yeah.
He'd be like, do you want a beer? Eh, no.
Give or take.
No, but just rather, like, no. One beer would affect me because I don't drink enough. Do you know what I mean? So I would just, I wouldn't sleep properly. I just opt out, like, you know.
Fair.
And it's not that, and like, I would never go on a night out and not drink. Do you know what I mean? It's not that I'm an avid non-drinker. I just don't
casually drink.
I go fucking hard. I go home, yeah. Like, binge. Yeah, I'm a binge drinker.
Yeah, full on. Yeah. The Zara website. I'm not looking through it, guys. I don't care. I'm too old for that shit. I don't want to see some bird, like, crouched under the TV
Doing the crab
or, like, yeah, one that's in the middle of a backflip. It's not,
yeah.
I'm not looking through this fucking website. Sort your shit out.
Yeah.
My brain, it's not doing it. Like, I just can't. Not cleansing my face every night.
Oh, yes. I'd be the same.
I think I've said this before, I could be manky, like, I could be mangled,
yeah.
I could be hammered. There's been points where I've been like at the, and I will still take off my makeup.
Same.
It doesn't matter. I will still do my full skincare routine. I won't miss a step.
Yeah.
I will still do the whole thing. It doesn't matter how tired I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how broken, beaten, whatever. I am still cleansing my face. I cannot go to sleep
with a stitch of makeup on.
With a lick of SPF or makeup on.
I started this, I suppose, I can't, like, when it makes me physically ill that I used to just use baby wipes on my face.
It makes me physically ill that I used to go to bed with my fucking makeup on.
Yeah, I know. I think I started more so in 2018 with a proper, like, double cleansing skincare routine.
Yeah.
And it was more so out of insecurity because fucking face used to be ragged, like, with the bags and, like, before I got Botox and all that. I used to be so paranoid because I lived with my fella. I was like, I don't want them to see me. Do you know, like, I had such white eyebrows, such white eyelashes. Yeah. I never put the time into, like, maintaining any sort of, like, upkeep on my face to have a no makeup day. Do you know what I mean? So I was always just so paranoid about how I looked. And I just didn't like that. I'd just keep my makeup on, go to bed with my makeup, just wipe it off in the morning with a fucking baby.
Disgusting creature.
Disgusting.
I think back, but I'm now, like, I'm so sorry.
But now, like, even if I'm going just for a night away in a hotel, I'll pack the whole skincare routine.
Oh, everything.
And it's like, it's funny because years ago I would have been like, oh, yeah, I'm packing this, but, like, I'm not going to fucking use it. Like, do you know what I mean? Let's be real. I'm not going to use it. I will use every single thing in that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a routine. I'm very proud of myself for sticking to it.
It's a routine.
Yeah.
It's full skincare, PM and AM.
Absolutely.
It's not, I can't, to myself, I want to get, like, I want to vomit on myself if I can't.
Yeah.
Late dinners.
Mm.
Oh my God, we're eating at 7. If we're eating at, I'm not eating at 9:30.
Who does?
Me and Tom, we went away in 2019. Yeah. I still can't believe this happened. Our dinner booking was midnight.
Fuck off.
And we were fine.
Were you doing, like, siestas and stuff though?
No, like, I don't nap.
During the day?
I don't nap.
You don't nap? Yeah.
We were like, that's fine. They were like, oh, we only have one at midnight. And we were like, perfect.
Oh, God.
I'm like, are you fucking well? Like, in my head, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me?
Even after 6, I'm a little bit like, that's very late.
Like, sometimes things will go on a bit late and it's annoying, but I'll be like, I won't notice that the prep and everything will take a little bit longer. So we'll be eating at like 8:30. But I'm not going out to a dinner reservation at 9.
No.
Like,
no.
Cop on.
No, it's too late.
Get your shit together.
Unless you're staying away, unless if you've been sleeping all day and you're doing the night shift, you're not. It's not to be.
Yeah. Queuing.
Oh, God.
Too old for it. I'll just walk away. I'm not standing in a queue. I'll send him into the queue and offload him. Can't.
Fair play to you.
Cannot.
No.
Won't do it. Simply don't think it's okay. too old to enjoy having plans every day of the weekend.
Yes.
I hate, and it happens, but I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had plans last night, I have plans tonight, I have plans tomorrow, and I'm...
Don't like that.
Don't like that.
No window.
No window.
Yeah.
When am I supposed to sit in my hole and do nothing?
When are you supposed to read your book?
You tell me.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Hate it. Sleepovers in other people's houses.
Oh! This was one of the reasons why I refused to look for a house outside of Dublin. And I'm not doing it. I've already told you, I do not go out from one end of the year to the other. But when I have to, and I used to have to stay in my ma's. Oh, no.
I won't even stay in Ray's.
No, that's... no.
I won't even stay in my father's house.
It's so fucking horrible. No, absolutely not. Not happening.
But I have to have the option, but... No. I will fight tooth and nail.
Yeah, to get to go home.
To get to go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tooth and nail.
Fair enough, yeah.
One night hotel stays.
Hate them. Hate them. I've mentioned them before. Hate them.
Hate them with a fiery... There is more stress packing for a one night hotel stay than there is packing for a 7 night hotel stay.
Yeah.
One night, I'm too old for it.
Yeah.
I'm not whipping in and whipping out.
I know.
No.
Hate it.
Hate it. On that, flying in and out of the same country on the same day. Or of a different country in the same day.
I don't do that.
So. Can't. Cannot. Too old for it, lads.
Yeah.
Can't do the red eye and then home that night.
Oh, God.
Can't.
A lot. I've only ever done it
and
once.
And a day of fucking work? Oh!
Yeah. I've only ever done it once and I hate it.
I'll be WFHing for the rest of the week. I'm not coping.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not built for it.
And like, it's the same time zone, but it feels like doesn't jet matter. Lag.
It feels like you're rallied.
Yeah.
Because there's so much concentration. It's like, bus, another club.
And you've been in space. Like, you've literally been in, like, two countries and space in the same day. Fuck off.
In the fucking air.
Yeah.
I'm like buzzing around, like, what's going on?
No.
So those are mine. I'm going to start going through the listeners now.
Do you want to hear mine?
Oh, sorry. Do you have some?
Well, not that I have a full list, but I have one very prominent one and it's on my face right now. I'm too old to read anything without my glasses.
Oh, I haven't had that one yet. I'm still squinting. Still squinting my life
And it's breaking my heart slowly but surely because I'm like me mad. You know, like if somebody hands me something, I'm like, oh, hang on. I have to root around for the fucking glasses. And it annoys me. It was my dad's birthday yesterday.
God,
and
you're like one of them.
Yeah. And it was my dad's birthday yesterday. And I gave him his present. And he took it out and he tried to look at it. And then he was like, looked up. And you could see he was looking around for the glasses. And I was like, oh God, this is so annoying. And then I was like, I actually do this all of the time. I always do this. And it's so fucking annoying. I cannot see.
No, I can't see either, and I really need to figure it out.
I cannot see without my glasses.
Laser eye?
Oh, yeah, I would like to. I hate the idea of it.
I don't, because everybody that I've spoken to is rebirth.
No, it's been a miracle. See. It's the actual, it's the pulling back of the cornea.
No, I think I could cope with it just for the results. I'm just like, laser eye, guys. Laser
eye. The fact that our eyes have to be fucking open and you're awake during this. I cannot cope. And you can smell burning. And it's literally, they're cutting a hole in your fucking eye.
I think you just got to blank it out for the success. For the great stuff.
Oh gosh, no.
Anyway. Any others?
No, not really. It's just, that's a really prominent one. I can't fucking cope. Like, because even I said, like, oh, this episode, we have the box, so I have to look at my phone. So I go, get the glasses on for this one.
No way.
I hate it. I hate it. I can't fucking see. And it used to be just when I was like belligerent drunk.
Now you're like, no, it's me.
Now it's
all,
it's 24/7.
It's all the time. Always on. Always on.
Yeah, horrible.
Wanting to be at the front of a concert. I'm happy to chill at the back.
Yes, love that.
I'm too old for concerts, but it just turns out I really hate crowds. I can't be around crowds. Mm. It really panics me. So,
yeah.
And I'm fucking, I bought tickets for a concert for next year.
Right.
I didn't cop on that I booked standing and I'm like, fuck's sake.
But you could just chill at the back. That's the thing. You're not going to be like going in and like, do you remember you used to be let through the doors and you'd be bombing it up the front.
Belting it. Like you see everybody who went to Beyonce and they were like,
And then you couldn't move for the whole thing because you needed to keep your spot.
I think concerts are mega overrated anyway.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's my unpopular opinion. I think they're absolutely...
Concerts
are just...
I think it's an age thing as well though.
I didn't even like them when I was younger. I've never liked them. Did you not? Never liked them, no. I like festivals. I don't like concerts.
No, I loved a concert now.
Yeah.
I really did. I went to see all the big guns. At Club 7. Steps. Spice Girls. No. I went to see them all. You know, 5. We went to 5 in a limo. My aunties used to work in the Point.
Shut the fuck up.
So we used to get like VIP treatment. That's how I went. I went with my aunties to all these concerts.
Wow.
But the 5 one, I think they knew somebody with a limo. So we rocked up and the whole crowd outside thought that we were 5.
And so you were like, it ain't.
There was condens. There was so many kids in the fucking back of this limo that there was condensation on the windows, but they were tinted. So we were trying to put the, you know, the 5, it was like a tally. So the 4 lines and then the one going through, that was their sign. Remember the bands used to have signs? So we used to do that.
Remember the bands used to have signs?
These have signs. Take That was 2 T's, one was upside down, the circle.
Yes! Like logos.
Logos. So then 5, they had this, it was like that was part of it, but 5 was their actual thing. I think it was the number 5, and then I had IVE after it, and then like a circle.
Did Backstreet Boys have the one where they were all in shadow? It was like them.
Yeah, they did, like the Kappa sign.
Yes, I know you guys.
Yeah, the logo. And then we just kind of cracked the windows a little bit and just put our hands out, and we're like waving like that. And then we had to go to the car park, and then I would get out, and everybody saw us getting out. Stupid. It was fucking stupid. It was great when you were like 7.
You're just have to bring me back. So every year, my mum's friend, her husband worked in radio.
Right.
So we had the hookup, the link up, you know?
Yeah.
And every year, and it's so cute looking back, I'm like, how fab of her to do this. Mm-hmm. She used to get all of the kids of like the gang of friends, rent a limo.
Right.
Take us for dinner and then go to the panto.
No, that's cute.
Isn't that fucking cute? So we used to all get in this, and I remember picking up, and I'd be like, the limo's outside. And I'd be like,
Do you remember the fucking impact of a limo when you were younger? I'm too old for a limo now.
Too old for a Hummer.
The Monk's Hummer.
I rented it for my mate's 20th. I remember all she wanted was to be in this fucking Hummer.
The Monk's Hummer. I went to my 24th, the pink Hummer.
Shut the fuck up.
It wasn't a Hummer. Sorry, it was a pink limo.
Anyone outside of Ireland is probably listening to this being like,
they have sweet 16s. I don't think that they're fucking far away from me. No, my sister got me a pink limo.
Sorry, the Monk is the Monk. Explain the Monk there, Jen.
The Monk, Jerry Hutch, fairly in the recently in the
Google
news.
Google it.
He just got away with fucking murder, basically. Didn't he? Still rocking around Dublin. We all thought he was going to be on that plane straight after court. But he wasn't.
For him?
Well, he's rocking around Dublin there now. Yeah, he's a notorious gangster. He's an allegedly notorious gangster in Dublin.
And he had a Hummer that we all rented.
And he owned this Hummer and everybody rented it.
Everyone rented it.
It was like the way Conor McGregor owns the Black Forge and everybody just goes for their birthdays. Not a very desirable person, but look, we'll go to say that we went. You know, we'll do it.
I've never been. I never intend to go.
Same. Black Forge.
Never intend to go. No. I don't understand.
But I know so many people who have gone for like special occasions. I'm like, really?
Oh, I love watching the stories.
Black Forge.
I love watching the stories. I love it. I love chaotic. It more than anything else. I love watching people at the Black Forge. I'll never go, but I like watching you there. I support you going.
Do you know what? And do you know what's so funny? So he has a new Netflix documentary.
Tulsi?
It's like 4 1-hour episodes or something. But I saw somebody's review of it and he was like, it just basically doesn't show him punching your man for refusing the whiskey. It doesn't show all of the negative stuff leading up to the Khabib fight. It doesn't show. He didn't mention the other stuff because that's all obviously alleged and he didn't want to mention it at all in writing because he could be done for defamation. But unholy things that we've heard, let's say, in his, you know, sex life.
Heard that phrase.
Unholy.
Well,
Sam Smith doing something unholy.
Sorry, I've never heard that description about someone's sex life.
Yeah, but he's doing something unholy.
Unholy in it.
None of that. So it was all just like, isn't he fucking great? And it was all, none of it was unbiased. It was all his own team. Like, it's just basically fucking stupid. But he mentioned in it, he was like, he's like saying that he's Crumlin true and true. He left Crumlin years ago. He's lived in Lucan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know anything about the man.
Neither do I. I'm not going to look into it either. But like, if all of this shit is like, do you know the way that Jennifer Lopez, like, I'm from the Bronx? Fuck off. You moved out with her years ago. Like, do you know? You're not still the Bronx. That's where
it's
you
like
hail
saying
from.
Saying you're fingerless through and through and you fucked off.
I fucked off for 30 years.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? You're not fingerless.
That's
off.
Where you're from, but now I am now.
You know,
back.
I know.
I'm back in
you're
it
back.
Now.
You're back drying it.
Do you know?
You're back with the new.
Back with my new, I'm back in my era, my fingerless era.
Yeah. She's in her fingerless era, girls.
I'm in my fingerless era. Blanche era was
Blanche era's
so,
over.
So last year. Like, yeah.
It's over.
Over my Blanche era.
D15, don't think so.
I'm still inside the K though, you know.
Oh, you'd have to be. You couldn't leave home.
Couldn't leave the K.
You couldn't leave the K. How dare you? How dare you? Couldn't go. Shall we continue?
Shall we get back into it?
Yeah. Dramatic mouthpieces and work. Do your job, go home, mind your business, and stop bitching. These are always 50.
Yes.
Very true.
So true. See, nothing going on at home.
Yeah, fuck all. Actually, there's a real thirst in a couple of, like, in...
The Patricias, as Emma Darwin has that character that she does. How was the weekend? You know, the typing videos. Yeah, well, I just put you down on the annual leave because you didn't do it. You know, that kind of... Absolutely nothing else going on at home.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gas though.
Yeah.
Too old for camping at festivals. I get it. I did it in 2019. I thought I was going to pass away. And that was at the tender age of 29. I was not.
You were in the Overs Club then though.
I was in the Overs. And I was in Belgium. But still I was like, I can't hack this.
Oh, that was forever. That was Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Well, Tomorrowland's a fucking heavy duty festival. Now, to be fair, like,
I still can't believe I went. I still had this. I still look back and I'm like, I can't believe I was there. I can't believe what I did. I can't believe all of that.
Tomorrowland.
I know.
Last
29.
Minute.
29. 1 day to go.
And you weren't even on the yips. Like,
no, I know.
Not a yip in sight for Carla and me.
Not a fucking blade of drugs.
No. Not one bit of acid.
Fuck, did I get through
not
that?
Not one bit of white. Like, no. In the country where it's legal. And just you and your little innocence going over with your expensive alcohol because you're too old for cheap alcohol.
Like, you should see, I was perusing the shopping centre like, what else want I bring? I was like, I'll mix this with this, but then I don't have ice. Ice!
I know.
This is why I can't hack. Now, I have to camp again this year, gang.
You're going to
I have to camp this year, but it's glamping.
That's not camping.
Which isn't camping, I don't think.
No.
I will have a bedroll.
Yeah.
And I will have, as far as I'm aware, a duvet.
Right. Lovely.
And I think I'll be suspended from the ground slightly.
Is it an airbed?
I don't know. I need to look into it a little bit more.
I saw a description of an airbed. Very funny recently where it was like, an airbed is just you basically saying you want to sleep on the floor, but not immediately. Because you get on it and it's just like...
Yeah.
For the whole night. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're on the ground.
It's very low.
Yeah.
My arse is hitting the floor here. My side is hitting the floor. Yeah, obviously.
Just in certain parts.
Yeah.
And you just start doing that like wobbly thing.
Like, your car can barely hold you up, Carla. What do you think the airbed was going to be able to?
Somebody else said festivals, especially when it's raining. Like last year.
Oh,
I don't know how
the Saturday at EP. I didn't go. No. I did Friday and Sunday. I didn't go Saturday. It was too wet. I was like, it's too wet.
It was fucking miserable looking. Miserable. I don't know why they leave it that late in the year though. Do it in July.
No, September is notoriously the dry. I think it's one of the driest months.
Really?
Yeah, full on.
Okay.
I can cope with a lot. Rain is where I just... It's so weird. For a country that we're constantly lashing, we're not equipped well for rain. Or it's like with festivals, it's like they always forget. They're like, no, you need to have an awning. Like, you need to have a marquee, you need to have an awning, you need to have something. You need to have aircon, and you also need to have heaters. Yeah. It's like, it's Ireland. It can be anything. It could be everything.
Yeah.
There's nowhere fucking hotter when the sun's out, and there's nowhere colder when it's gone.
EP, is that what that... Because I still haven't seen it. Is that... what that film is about, everything everywhere all at once.
That's good. You're funny.
Somebody, well, these are kind of repetitive, but all said in different ways, so we'll mention them anyway. Any heel that isn't a block, standing on a night out, and wham bars.
Standing on a night out is such a, like, that is a big one.
We've nowhere to
sit. Not having seating is so big for me.
Yeah.
Like in a bar, I'll just about do it in a pub. Just about. But I think it's because pubs are short lived.
You're not staying long. There you go.
But like seeing a club, me bollocks.
No.
First of all, being in a club in general.
I haven't been in a club in years.
When was the last time I was in a club?
I think I was in, oh God, when was I?
Ah, the Camden. I do haunt that because there's places to sit. I like it, but I'll always book a table. Always book a table. Sorry, I'm too old to not book a table when I'm going to a club. Loser.
I think the last club that I was in Ireland was Copperface Jack's, which is, and it would have been my fourth time there.
What?
I think it's the lid horns me off for fucking life. Like, it was just such a mad night.
Do you know what?
What?
The clubs are all the fucking same.
They are, yeah.
Nowadays, back in the day, it was different vibes, so different. It was like, no, you're going to get this vibe here. And nowadays, yeah, I'm like, you're all the fucking same.
Yeah, exactly. Nightclubs, hangovers. Hangovers, definitely.
And this is where I lead back to the cheap alcohol situation.
Yeah.
I had four of the strongest because I was doing cocktail recipes.
Yeah.
I had four of the strongest. When I mean, I was hammered after the third one.
Yeah.
Like, head spinning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I have to make this fourth because, like, anyway, there was reasons why. Hammered. I mean, fucking, like, head spinning, going to bed. Woke up, perfect. And I was like, expensive alcohol.
Yeah, maybe.
I was like, tequila and expensive alcohol. I swear to God, the best thing you can do for yourself is if you are known for having a tipple after work, expensive alcohol.
But tequila is notorious for not giving you a hangover.
Tequila is notorious, but I will say Grey Goose, any of those like premium vodkas, and that's not even that good. Yeah. Do you know, like Belvedere, Ciroc, any of those ones. Mm-hmm. Next time you're in the airport, if you are somebody who likes a tipple,
mm-hmm,
I can't speak for gin because I just think it brings out the worst in everybody. It doesn't matter if you're high, low, in the middle or whatever. I don't
really
know.
Really? Gin's my drink.
I know. Gin, you have like three.
Yeah,
three
drinks.
Yeah, right? That's you're true. You're getting sick. Expensive whiskey. Expensive vodka, expensive tequila. It is worth its weight in gold. And again, a wooden mid-tier, like, it's a weird one because people are like, some people would think mid-tier is like absolute.
Yeah.
When I would find that as not.
You see that as cheap?
Yeah.
You're cheap.
Not cheap, but like, it's not a pre, it's not as distilled as say some of the others. Yeah, okay. Do you know that kind of way? Fair enough, that, yeah, like, and that kind of stuff. But I will say the difference. I woke up and I remember thinking, you are gonna fucking hate yourself in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I woke up fine.
Good.
I woke up grand.
There you go.
So I was like, there you are.
Another part of this is two nights out in a row.
Oh, what?
Far too old for that.
Wham bars, yeah. The teeth, you're like, oh, fucking
wham bars, yeah, I know. And Adam keeps like, he's going through this era of liking Stinger bars and Refresher bars.
They are
great. So tasty, but the sugar. I'm gone too old for sugar.
Really?
It lingers in the mouth.
It does linger.
I don't know how I used to drink full fat Coke.
Oh, the only time I'll have full fat Coke is if it's ice. I mean, ice cold, and there's no other option.
With a meal.
And one. Yeah, with a meal, with something to break it up.
Yeah, with a meal, and it's like, yeah, maybe the mini cans. Like, it's just, it's too much.
But it has to be ice cold.
Yeah. And then dealing with shitty bosses. I do feel like there is an age where you start growing out of certain jobs and you're just like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I think there's a certain age where you're like, we're just going to start clashing consistently now. Mm-hmm. Because what you believe to be correct and what I believe to be correct is just,
mm-hmm,
light years away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's only so much tension anyone can take in a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a kind of them or me. And if they're your boss, they're probably going to stay around longer. You know, that kind of way. So it's kind of,
yeah, yeah. You, like, just need to prioritise and really,
They're more stubborn than you.
Weigh it up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like, actually, because this week I interviewed for another position in the same job. Right?
Big news.
But it's like a higher position. And I just feel like I've reached an age where I'm too, like, it's not fair. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I know I can do the job. Like, stop making me interview for, you know? Because, like, I got on. I'm fully capable of doing this job. I've told you in the 57 page application form that you made me fill out that you're now going through, you just want to do it in person for some fucking reason. And I got on the camera and I was like, you know, you won the Miss Universe, such as maps and geography and education, and such as a support.
That was you.
Such as. And I know I'm not going to get that fucking job. You know what I mean? But I know how to do the job.
So you want to go back to like mates? Mates offers.
I want them to realise.
I want them to see past my laziness. I want them to see past my many, many reasons why I am not qualified. And I want them to just give it to me because I am sound.
And I'm 35. I'm too old for this shit. Just, I've outgrown my position.
I need a new one. You should provide it to me.
If you don't.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Mind.
It's kind of time for you to get your act together and see me for who I truly be.
I am me.
Deep down.
This is me.
Hostels. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is another one, definitely. Somebody said, these 30-year-old fuckboys. I don't know, I don't think you're ever too old for a fuckboy.
I think they still be at it at 60.
Yeah.
I genuinely
can't actually.
I'd love to study them.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, it really would.
Shots.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like a teen when I'm doing one.
When somebody suggests, and it's usually the Christmas party, and it's usually a fucking tray of Baby Guinnesses shots, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Same, because I'm like, the only reason I'm doing this right now is to get fucked up. So it's
fucked
like
up.
The mentality has changed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how younger people think, is drink to get fucked up.
And in my head, I'm like, okay, but if I do this, I need to get to bed at this time, so I'm going to be feeling like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that means I'm not going to have time until I get my McDonald's. My McDonald's not going to be...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the only time you'll see me. If you see me with a shot in my hand, just know that I've gone to the dark place.
Yeah, exactly.
I've
yeah.
gone somewhere else.
We're beyond the point of return.
Yeah. Don't look for me.
Yeah. Somebody else said, the clothes in the shops nowadays, literally dental floss.
Sorry, Penny's put up a TikTok the other day. Butterfly tops. They have butterfly tops coming back. I was like, fuck off.
No.
Like, it's stupid now at this point.
The amount of crop tops around is...
I love a crop.
I see.
I'm too fat for a long top, so I like a crop just to show a little flash of the belly, just to, yeah, you know, really stick it to the man.
Yeah, I know. There is... I don't know how to wear a crop top, I suppose. And they would look good on me.
They'd look great on you.
But I just don't know how to wear them. Going out with a shit little trendy jacket to match my outfit and ending up freezing. And it doesn't even have a hood. That's what that person's too old for. Shoes that hurt my feet. She's put in three here. Shoes that hurt my feet.
Yeah.
Earrings that pull on my ears.
Regardless of how good
they look. Yeah.
I'll take a photo and I'll be like, cool.
Yeah, Grant, take them out. Get them out. Or queuing for my drink in a bar.
Yep.
Or a nightclub.
Yep. I'll leave. I will just simply leave. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. Sleeping on friends' couches.
A couch snooze is only ever okay
when you're having babysitting? A baby Sunday. Nah. Or like having a fat nap.
Big fat nap.
Having a fat nap. Like if you are like on holiday, that's when it's okay. Do you know?
Sometimes drifting on the couch is lovely though.
Oh, I love goofing off on the couch.
Oh, goofing off.
Goofing off. You know, that's when you... When you kind of start, yeah, your head starts dropping and then you cop onto yourself. That's goofing. I feel like people don't know what goofing... I think no. They think it means wanking.
No, goofing off I thought was like being silly in class.
No. Goofing around. That's okay. Goofing around or...
Okay, apologies. Yeah, okay. Apologies.
And then also instant tan.
Yes, but no. I've gotten back into my instant tan buzz because I don't do the things that I used to do. I'm wearing instant tan for probably... 6 hours. You know, I'm not trying to
and
rally.
And you're sharing this. That night.
And I'm sharing that night and I'm taking care of myself and I'm doing my skincare. So it's like I can deal with instant tan now. Whether it's beforehand, I'd be like trying to rock the instant tan for like 24 hours on the sesh. You know,
I
that kind of way.
I like had tan on and going, like there's a 2-night sesh coming up this weekend. This is like
1920.
Yeah. 2-night sesh coming up the weekend. I'd have old tan on. And then I'd put instant tan over it. And it nearly rubbed off the base layer of tan. So you'd have that diamond shape in the middle of your...
In the middle, on the arm. Yeah,
on the inside your elbow. And you'd have it underneath your armpit.
Yeah.
And then you'd have in between your boobs.
In between your tits.
You'd have the stripe.
Violent.
And it was like, it like ball up.
And it would get, you know, the like the swell of your boob.
Yeah.
It would go all ripply where the fullness is.
Oh, God.
We are disgusting humans.
Remember the like the disasters in between your fingers.
Sorry,
and your
tan
toes.
Hands. I'm too old for tan hands.
Tan
I'd
hands,
rather have
yes.
Khloe Kardashian white hands than have tan hands.
I still get shocked sometimes when I go to a shop and somebody's serving me and they have
tan hands. I'm like, ah, come
I'm
on.
Like, it's 2023.
Like, we know what we're doing. Yeah. We have the sprays now.
We have brushes.
We've learned.
Come on, millennial.
And any time I think it happened to me last year and it happened to me a little bit this year and I was fucking mortified. And I just had a line there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what had happened. I had done something, but I was absolutely like, I was so
paranoid.
Self-conscious and paranoid about this one little strip. And on the top of that, sorry, Sally Hansen.
Yeah.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She's great. The feeling of her on me.
It's too heavy.
I'm too old for it.
It's like wearing cling film.
It's so uncomfy.
Heavy,
it's so rich. Now, it's amazing.
It's great coverage.
It's such a good product. Mm-hmm. And I'm raging because my friend, when she got married, we had sleeveless dresses on because everybody has farmer's tan because people wear, you know, it's Ireland. We're not wearing fucking bikinis all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm raging because looking back on photos, me and her are both like, why didn't we put Sally at the top of our, I just don't know why we didn't.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Sally will fix all of your problems, but wearing her mm-hmm. is a real, like, commitment to the bit.
Yeah.
Like, the feeling of her on my chest, I feel like I'm never going to breathe again.
Mm.
It's like...
And it's the smell. It's the kind of old Clairol. It's classic smell of it.
It's real theatre makeup smell.
Yeah,
you
it
feel
is,
like
yeah.
you're
it's
in
like
the
prop,
panto.
Prop
yeah,
makeup,
yeah. You're like... Bleh.
So, I love this one. Pubs with loud music. I like to actually be able to hear a conversation.
True.
So true. And this one, I can relate to this because as we've learned from earlier in the episode, I binge drink.
Yeah.
So, generally when I drink, I go full ham. And I will have a... If we're somewhere like... Buskers, or if I do go end
Buskers?
Up going to a fucking nightclub and me and my mate are there, we will dance and we will have a circle around us still to this day. But we would do often like stuff like slut drops. And this person said, I'm too old to slut drop. It took a week for my legs to recover after a hen. I've been doing 1,000 squats and I cannot relate to anything more than that. The pain in your legs the next day if you've been slut dropping the night before. Jesus, tonight, lads. It's a workout and a half. Oh my God. It's horrible.
You just have to remind me of something. I was like, I'm actually not even going to get into it. But just in general, like,
what?
The tenseness of your body.
Yeah, the pain of getting. I'm too old to get out of the fucking bed in the morning before
anything.
A certain time. Like,
if I hold shopping bags for too long,
oh,
I'm feeling it.
I actually feel like my muscle is building.
I was like crying one of the times. I was like, oh, my arm.
I went to
he
get.
He was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I was holding too many things yesterday.
Yeah, I went to get a few bits the other day and I had 3 bags on my arms. I was like, oh, I can feel the muscle kicking in now.
Yeah. I was like, I need to go to a physio. I need to work out. Or like kinks.
You're going upstairs and your bones are just cracking.
Carrying stuff up from the car, I'm like, I need to lie down.
And you don't even nap.
I know, that's what I mean. I was like, I'm just sitting there like Alka-Pops. I just look odd rocking about with a Smirnoff Ice or a Blue Wicked.
Oh,
very true.
Me and my neighbour had a Blue Wicked across the wheelie bins there the other week.
We had them on our show.
So tasty. We did have them on our show.
They are tasty, but one and you're like,
That's enough. Yeah, it's like the full fat coke is full of sugar. But she texts her husband, and he was on his way home, and she just wrote, "Mordor a wicket," and he brought her home a 4-pack of wicket, and she was like, "I'm just getting wicket. Do you want a wicket?" So we were out watching the kids. My son and her son are the same age, so they play out together over the wheelie bin, using it as a table, drinking a wicket, walking. Divine. Absolutely divine.
Beautiful. Love that.
I loved our text as well. Order a wicket.
More than one. Someone said Ryanair. Yeah, I am too old for them, but I'm fucking on them flights.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Yeah, I can't afford anything else.
Don't put the fucking blasphemy.
They also say getting a 6 a.m. flight anywhere. Yeah. I'll pay the extra whatever. Do you remember back in the day, you're like the cheapest. It could be like 3 a.m. You're like, I'm on the flight.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm like,
no, I can be a bit more choosy now these days. Drinking en route to somewhere.
Yes. Prinks. If I'm go, do you remember?
I hate prinks. Prinks. Yeah.
Not a thing that I know.
Yeah.
No.
Prinks is not.
I don't need prinks anymore.
Prinks used to be because like you didn't have that much money for a night out. Like, do you remember you used to say to your mates before you went out, how much are you bringing out? Because it'd be cash.
Oh, I think 50. 50?
Because it'd be cash.
Nah, 30.
Yeah. That's what Prinks was all about. So that you didn't pay, unless if you were going to a nightclub that had like 2 euro drink. Yeah.
And you'd have one drink, two if you were rich.
Yeah.
In there for the whole 18 hours that you'd be in the
Yeah. But you didn't care because you were already fucked.
You were Lego.
You were on the way. It was great.
Gas.
Yeah. God. People's bullshit, somebody said. I'm too old for people's bullshit.
Fair.
I love that. I like that one. I do like how we're able to just eradicate fucking ages from our lives a lot more confidently in your older years.
Yeah. Staying out after 1 a.m. Hard agree. I have a limit. I have a cap.
Yeah. Me and my ma went to that charity ball. We were staying in a B&B down the road, so we were outside the hotel. We could have walked, but my man needs a new knee. So we were outside the hotel waiting on a taxi to bring us down to the B&B, and it was like 2:30 in the morning. And like, there was other people going into the residence bar. I was like, ugh. And I was standing outside this in a fucking like deserted trim town, outside the Trim Castle Hotel, waiting on a taxi. And I was just like, this is the most depressing thing I've been in the past few years, and I've gone through a pandemic. Like, this is so fucking bleak.
This is bad.
It's just bleak.
This is bad.
It was horrible. Standing there with me little ma hobbling.
The definition of grim.
Oh, it was just so horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Oh my god. I will say, I'm a midnight or a 4 or 5 a.m. gal. I'm nowhere in between.
No, same. Yeah.
I'm midnight or I'm out till fucking dawn. I'm not a 2 a.m. I'm not a 3. I'm not a 1:30. I am a midnight or a 4.
I feel like it's very hard to cope the next day if you come home. Like, it's a very weird time to come home, 2 or 3.
I think it is. And that's what I mean. With a 4 a.m., you know, you're like, I'm rallied. I'm fucked. I've committed to the bit. Yeah. I'm in the middle of the bit now. I'm like hearing the birds.
Yeah.
Gas. Once a year kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like at a Christmas party or something. That's, you're like, it's fine.
The one you let go. Yeah.
You're like, that's actually grand. I can, I'll let this happen around me. Like, I'll let it all go down. Versus if you are trying to, like, it's, I can't just do that mid. Like, I ended up at Bonobo at 2 a.m. and we were waiting for taxis. And I was like, how did I get here? How did I let this happen to me?
After parties. Like, somebody's gaff.
Lads.
Somebody's gaff.
Again, scaldy once a year, only if there's a good crew.
Yeah.
But never.
No, not in a general sense.
Not in a. Do you remember every single time you go out, who was having afters?
No.
Who was having afters? Absolutely nobody. Go to bed, you freak.
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell. I love this one. Clubbing, skirts over the knee, hangovers, defo hangovers. I'm 37 and I'm on the scrap heap. I love that. That was good.
Can't cope.
There's so many of these actually. I don't know if we'll get through them all.
No. Oh, small talk.
Oh.
I will sit there in silence. I don't care. This is me. This is so... I feel so passionately about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have to speak, taxi man.
No, we don't.
I'm happy for you to do your job. Or if I'm doing a client, even though I don't really do that much anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk to me. I'm not expecting you to like have a running... We don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The only, like, I would love, did you see that TikTok of your one getting picked up from Cork Airport, from the taxi, and he had a pet crow that used to fly beside
him? I wouldn't know what to do in that situation. I wouldn't know what to do in that situation.
I'd be all in, like she was, trying to feed the fucking thing. I've no bother talking to someone like him.
Yeah, that's different.
Like your man that you walked, well, nearly walked into.
Yup,
now we're dancing. I have no problem making small talk with you because I feel like
I'd have no problem I'm doing getting a kiss. Something from this. I'd have no problem yeah. doing a kiss. Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
Bershka.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I can see where that comes from. Yeah.
Getting the night link.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God. Late night flights home from city breaks and having to work the next day. Absolutely. I'll be taking that off I'll be flying it earlier.
I would like some annual leave, please.
I'll be taking that Monday. Yeah. Thanks a million. Someone said, I feel like I'm too old for colourful makeup, which makes me so sad. I hard disagree. Yeah. I think now more than ever, you can wear.
Yeah.
We're in a different era. Yeah. It's not like it used to be where your mum would be like, blue eyeshadow at your age. No, I think now we're at a place where there's so many cool ways to do. Maybe I'll do a video.
Yeah, do. You should do that. Absolutely.
Oh my God. What? My sister just texted me.
What?
She's doing a wedding.
Okay.
The bride's father forgot his suit. She
forgot.
Said, shit is hitting the fan.
Oh, God.
I've had people forget shoes before.
Yeah. That's a I've big never thing had to that. Forget.
That's a big thing to forget.
Jesus.
Sure, my best mate's wedding, the groom forgot his laptop at a speech.
For fuck's sake.
And all of the shoes for all the groomsmen. No one was on collection. Because we were all down there and he was only coming down the day of. She was on. I was like, right, you're up early tomorrow, messenger boy. And also because no one was around, he had to like go into the neighbours, get the keys, do the alarm. I remember I was like, fucking hell, he worked for his money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good he was around.
Thank fuck.
Yeah.
Because there was everyone else. He was the only person.
Yeah.
I think there was like, sorry, him and there was one other person, but they weren't. They had to get their like hair and makeup done or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Fucked up.
I know. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Underwires.
Underwires, yeah.
Underwires. Guys, in general, any kind of clothing that is uncomfortable,
it's not happening anymore.
I can't go.
I do feel like the pandemic really did help us prioritize this sort of stuff, though.
But I feel like it's a weird one because it's like, if I feel in any way, and I don't know if it's a size thing as well, but like, I'm not wearing uncomfortable clothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not doing it. I don't give a fuck. If my tits feel like they're squashed, if my tummy feels like it's going to double in on itself,
yeah.
Like, shapewear and all that other stuff. Like, I genuinely believe shapewear is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And I've purchased a lot of it.
Many.
Many things. Of them. But it's like, every time I wear it, I'm like, this is so fucking, why the fuck would I wear this?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything uncomfy, anything that makes me feel ick, no.
Yeah.
Self-conscious in any way, I'm not wearing it. It's not happening.
It's totally fair.
Not going down.
Especially at our age, you know.
At our age, it's
at
not
our happening. Age, you couldn't be fucking dealing with it.
I just couldn't be so self-conscious to think someone's looking up my skirt or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, totally get it.
Couldn't cope.
I'm too old for my 3-year-old as well.
Too old for that, yeah.
He's a lot.
He's a lot.
I'd be wrecked. Why did we just wrecked? You know?
Rallied.
Fucking rallied.
Right.
Do you have a stomper? Because you gave us your unpopular opinion earlier on. We just didn't do the jingle. We'll leave the jingle for this week, shall we?
Yeah.
We'll just leave the jingle. We've already been recording a lot. We have our 2 episodes going out on our Patreon this week. So, little reminder, little link is in the
join
description.
Join us, won't you?
Join us on Patreon. So, for 6 of your euros, you get 5 extra episodes a month. And it's a little treaty-weety for you.
I feel like we've done a full
day. I'm too old for this. Yeah.
Like, I've had a shower, I've put on makeup, I've done my hair, I've recorded 3 podcasts, I've...
Yeah.
It's 11.
I have a communion today. I have to go and look at a car. We have to clear out our back garden. I have so much to fucking do.
I have to host a fucking barbecue. Oh, mamacita vine.
Mamacita, Jesus fucking Christ.
So yeah, I have a stomper.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So Deadmau5 has a new album out.
I loved Deadmau5 back in the day.
I went to, funnily enough, one of his concerts. I've seen him a few times, actually. I saw him in Vegas like 3 times, and I saw him in Ireland when he did the O2, and it was a meldy gig, I'll tell you that.
Meldy? In what sense?
Everyone was fucking off their heads. Yeah. You know, the usual kind of
shite. He's very Tomorrowland-esque.
Yeah. But he was, do you remember when he was just like so cool and popular?
He had the mouse head on. Them like head mask things on.
Yeah.
Didn't he? The bobbleheads.
Yeah, he had the bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the original.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Jim Marshmallow. But anyway, he's got a new album out with Cascade. So him and Cascade have done a little did a kiss.
Oh, very nice.
I've done a kiss. And this is one of the tunes from it. And I listen to a lot now. It's not going to be for everyone, but it's a good, again, a good gym tune.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm giving you guys gym tunes, pump up tunes,
mm-hmm.
running tunes, or deep ballads. I like to give you guys a mix.
It'll be Enya next week.
But this is called Sacrifice, and it's with, sorry, it's Deadmau5 and Cascade, but they also have Sophie Tucker on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sacrifice for me if I don't sacrifice for you.
As hard as those. Oh, that's as hard. I like that. Very good.
Again, very trance.
Very Deadmau5.
I don't think it is.
Do you think so? I feel like that's the bottom line of all that tunes.
A bit more kind of hardcore. Mm. Like if you take look at the drops, like is this another, I think this might be the heavy one.
Oh, that's yeah.
Not
Deadmau5,
you know?
No, that's not Deadmau5. This is something we'd have at our show. Wow, wow.
Wow, wow. Yo.
Yes. Love it. Where's the yips? You need a few yips for that now.
This is me and Jen with our wickets on the stage.
Oh, love it. For the scooter.
Are
you ready? Right, that's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Again, our Patreon link is down in the description. If you haven't had enough of us yet, hope you enjoy. If you do, come over and join us. That'll be lovely. Thanks very much.
Why don't you just come on over?
Just stall it, you know?
Why don't you just give it a go?
Why not?
Just cancel it at any time.
Yeah, you really can.
Why don't you just give it a go? See what the crack is. If you enjoy this, I highly recommend it.
I probably need to fucking count how many episodes are on there. It's over 100 at this stage.
Oh, there's well over. I mean, 3 years of it.
Yeah.
Five episodes a month.
Anyway, I'm not going to count it. Sign up and then you can count your fucking self. Go on. We love you very much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.